and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Climate change, what to do about it? Well, you know, the prescription most people point to involves limiting greenhouse gas emissions. But what if there were another way? Well, a team of scientists at Harvard and a company called Carbon Engineering recently co-published a study that says there is another way. They claim that what they describe as direct air capture technology will be able to actually suck carbon out of the atmosphere at industrial scales by the year 2021. The cost could be less than $100 per ton. Steve Oldham is the CEO of Carbon Engineering. Steve, thanks for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tell us a little bit about how this technology works, direct air capture, in layman's terms.
So what we do with our technology is we have a front end, which is a membrane coated with a chemical substance, and then we pull the air over that membrane and chemical substance. The chemical substance reacts, pulls the CO2 out of the air, drops down to the bottom, and then we extract the CO2 from that. The real key is that we use industrial technology that exists in other industries, cooling tower, mining, chemical industry, the pulp and paper industry. And that allows us to get to the price point that we talk about in the paper.
Now, I want to understand something here. When you say that you're drawing the air into this membrane, so you have to have something on the other side that's sort of sucking on the air, pulling it in?
Yeah, literally a big fan.
I know a few big fans here in Texas, by the way.
I'm sure you do, yes.
Any chance that perhaps you could put some of that, use some of that kind of wind power in your technology?
Yeah, we're very interested in Texas. We think there's many, many great sites. So for our plants to work most efficiently, they work well with renewable energy. And of course, in Texas, you guys have got a great wind industry. You've also got solar industry. So we're actually talking to some of the companies in Texas already about putting some of our very first plants in Texas.
Now, what happens to all that carbon that you're pulling out of the air?
So two things. We can either bury it forever, in which case we've removed CO2 permanently from the atmosphere. And most of the environmental models say that's something you're going to have to do if we're going to fix climate change. Alternatively, we can take that CO2, combine it with hydrogen, and make a carbon-neutral fuel. And that carbon-neutral fuel would go in any existing vehicle, including airplanes, trucks, cars. So if you think about that for a minute, we pull the CO2 out of the atmosphere, we make fuel, you put it in your car, you drive, the CO2 goes back into the air again, and then we pull it out and we make more fuel.
It's fascinating. I think some listeners may say it sounds almost too good to be true. You say there's existing technology out there. Is there something right now where I can turn on a switch and watch this happen?
Yeah, we have a plant in Squamish, British Columbia. It's halfway between Vancouver and Whistler. And we've been capturing CO2 from the air since 2015. We made our first fuel in December of last year.
Let me ask, how do you make money? I mean, you're head of a company. How do you make money doing this process?
Our plan is to make money out of the fuels business. A carbon-neutral fuel with no carbon footprint attracts carbon credits from regulatory regimes around the world, including the United States. So the additional cost, our fuel does cost a little bit more to produce than fossil fuel, but that cost is more than offset by the revenue that we get from carbon credits.
Now, you know, you say that this could be done for less than $100 a ton, but in 2017, something like 37 billion metric tons of carbon released into the atmosphere. I'm just thinking, even if the cost of capturing a ton of carbon has fallen to as little as what you're saying here, is that low enough to make this feasible?
We did a little calculation. If we all put the price of gas up 5 cents a liter, just 5 cents a liter, it would raise enough money to build enough plants to reduce the Earth's temperature by 2 degrees.
Wow. So we're basically talking about 5 cents a liter. We're talking about a little more than 20 cents or so on the gallon.
Yeah.
So what sort of reception have you received?
Very positive. There's a lot of interest in carbon neutral fuels. The traditional fossil fuel industry are very aware of the fact that they need to reduce their carbon footprint. So we see ourselves as a tool towards that.
Sounds like a silver bullet almost. And I think about how a big idea answer like this might be interpreted by some as, well, maybe we don't have to worry so much about controlling our carbon emissions. You can see how that argument would play out. And I wonder if there's not a danger in banking too heavily on this technology, because if it doesn't work out as envisioned, if something is missing in the plan or in the theory, then we haven't adopted the clean technologies that we've been sort of moving toward globally.
Yeah, so I agree. I don't think anybody should be banking on one technology or another, ours or anybody else's. We need to develop a suite of technologies to reduce emissions and deal with atmospheric cleanup. We think we're one of them. We can do both, reduce emissions and help atmospheric cleanup. But nobody should be turning around and thinking we can just rely on this and we can keep pumping carbon into the atmosphere.
Though it does sound like a breakthrough, Steve Oldham is the CEO of Carbon Engineering, a company that wants to turn carbon sucked from the air into fuel. Steve, thanks again.
You're welcome.